Madame la Vice-Présidente.
Vice President, Switzerland would like to thank the Deputy High Commissioner for her oral update on the human rights situation in Nicaragua. We reiterate our concern about the human rights situation in Nicaragua, which continues to severely deteriorate. Switzerland is very concerned by the recent project for a constitutional reform that would further exacerbate the crisis affecting the country. Proposals aimed at removing references to political pluralism and the prohibition of torture would further weaken the separation of the branches of power and the rule of law. And this is particularly alarming. We regret the increase in the number of arbitrary detentions and cases of ill treatment or even torture against persons deprived of their liberty. Switzerland calls on the authorities of Nicaragua to respect the rights of detainees, in particular right to health and family visits. We regret that Nicaragua does not cooperate with the human rights protection mechanisms such as the Office of the High Commissioner, the treaty bodies, and the group of experts, and we reiterate our call to Nicaragua's authorities to implement the recommendations made by these mechanisms. Madam Deputy High Commissioner, how can we work to ensure that cooperation with the UN's human rights mechanisms is such that the authorities would be more inclined to engage in it? Thank you.